With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump takes a bold step that has his critics howling and questioning his authority to make such a move. It's the firing of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
In a letter posted on his social media platform, the president said he's removing Cook because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. Cook had said she wouldn't leave her post despite the president previously calling for her to resign. The move is a sharp escalation in his battle to gain greater control over the nation's central bank, which historically has enjoyed political independence. For months, Donald Trump has berated Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington, D.C. has been murder-free for a dozen days now, and there have been more than 1,000 arrests since President Trump's crackdown on crime began almost 3 weeks ago. Presidential aide Stephen Miller says Washingtonians are thrilled, even if D.C.'s Democrat leaders are not.
I've had a chance to spend some time, as does everyone here, with the police officers in the city. Members of the public are going up to them and thanking them, just overflowing with gratitude, because for the first time in their lives, they can use the parks, they can walk on the streets. You have people who can walk freely at night without having to worry about being robbed or mugged. They're wearing their watches again. They're wearing jewelry again. They're carrying purses again.
Miller calls the doctoring of crime stats in the city a massive scandal. The U.S. Coast Guard says it seized a record 76,000 pounds of drugs this summer off Central and South America. Just yesterday, the Coast Guard offloaded 76,140 pounds of drugs at Port Everglades, described as the largest single haul of illegal drugs in the agency's history. Wall Street, the Dow down 21 points, NASDAQ 32 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "These tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices." Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The manager of a leisure park in southern France is being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli youngsters were refused access. The kids, ages 8 to 16, had made a reservation to use the zipline facility. Prosecutors say the manager initially said that he was refusing the group access on the grounds of personal beliefs before offering other justifications. This is SRN News. Despite an outcry, Cracker Barrel is standing by its new slimmed-down logo.
But the chain is also apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced last week. Cracker Barrel said Monday that it could have done a better job sharing the company's reasons for the new logo. It also emphasized that many things won't change, like the rocking chairs on its front porches. Cracker Barrel took heat on social media last week when it announced a simplified logo featuring only the chain's name. Gone was the picture of an older man in overalls leaning against a barrel. The words "Old Country Store" were also removed. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Trump administration has halted construction on a nearly completed wind farm off Rhode Island and Connecticut, citing national security concerns and energy reliability issues. The project is roughly 80% finished. More details at SRNNews.com.